Father, we thank you even for another privilege in your presence. We thank you for this season. We thank you for your presence, which is so evident in our midst. Thank you because you will never leave us stranded. Thank you because you will not leave us without help. So let your name be exalted in Jesus' name. Even as we go into your word, we pray that you are going to communicate to us, even in simplicity, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Let's have our seat. Praise God. Praise God. Very briefly, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew. And chapter 14. Verse 14. And when Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed the sick. Hallelujah. This Bible passage, this Bible verse in particular, makes me to understand that although compassion showed here, but it is not just this place that the compassion began. The compassion Jesus had over humanity was one of those things that pushed him to do majority of the things he did. Going into the wilderness, staying there for 40 days, deciding not to defy himself at all. There are some things that on a normal basis some people should have done, but for the sake of some people that depends on them, they decided not to do it. And I'm going to say here that, okay, let's take for example, I can tell you that some men of God that actually, that you turn out to see outside, the ill, the sick, they do all sort of things. Majority of them, what pushed them to seeking God is the compassion they have for men. I am not a sick man. My family are not sick. So what would have pushed me to go and do what would be, to go and do what would be, to go and do what would make me to be able to heal the sick? Somebody say compassion. Compassion. And I would love to title the topic of my ministration, of today's ministration, The Art of Intercession, a Key to Alignment. The Art of Intercession. So many of us know intercession to be so many things. But I can tell you that two of the basic keys of intercession is compassion and love. Compassion and love. Can we open our Bible to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29? Starting from verse 4. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Verse 5. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat fruit of them. Verse 6. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. Verse 7. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall you have peace. Hallelujah. There are so many times that God really wants to shape men the way he is. Because I'm going to tell you that the kind of person Jesus is himself, is an intercessor, an intermediary. It does not have any reason to pass through some things, if not because of men. And so now, in the building of men, in the making of men, God causes some things to happen to men. In one of the verses, he said, into the captive that I have led you into. can you tell your neighbor, say, don't waste your time fighting what God has orchestrated. Just play your own role. Oh God. So many times, when we find ourselves in captives, when I say captives now, I don't mean that we should go into captivity or go to Babylon or so. I mean, when we find ourselves in an unconducive condition. Number one, God is trying to build something out of you. And number two, for the sake of seek the peace of the land, for the sake of the peace of that city, that was why the children of God were there. And so if you fail to seek the peace of that land, that means one of the plans of God is what you have terminated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so now, so many of us, we might find ourselves in so many unconducive environments. But it might be two things. I can say that it is two things the Lord is trying to do to you. He's trying to change the perspective of that environment. One. Number two, he's trying to make you feel comfortable in any kind of environment you find yourself. So we are forgetting that the making did not stop the day we gave our life to Christ. The making is a continuous process. You can be a very loving person, but as time goes on, you might begin to find yourself in the midst of those that are unlovable. The solution is not to run. Play your role. You are staying under the same roof with somebody who is so wicked, does not have feelings for man. And you, normally, you do pray for your household. God wants you to put that person in your plan. But then so many of us do feel like the best solution is to run away. If the wisdom of God is only in our legs to run, then it is not foolishness unto men. If the wisdom of God is only in our legs to run away, then it is not foolishness unto men. Because what men will have done is that they run. So the moment the steps you are taking are no longer looking like foolishness, or does it make sense to pray for your enemy? But the Bible said it. Can we go to verse 8? For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither akin to your dreams, which ye caused to be dreamed. You know, there are some dreams that you are the one that designed for yourselves. It's not God. And you'll be like, this is the plan of God for me. Seriously, she's not helping my life. I can't stay with her. She's affecting. I'm not saying you should stay in an environment that is affecting you, but play your role. Even if you are going to leave, have the mentality that this person needs Christ. Intercession. The art of intercession will never let you see a man. That he
is not really in alignment and you are going to run. Run? If you are not careful, you will run into misalignment. His soul is perishing under your roof. And you feel like the next thing to do is to distance yourself so that you can focus on God. The focus can never focus. In fact, you have already missed the interpretation of focusing on God. No. You are selfish. Because you are after your own self alone. Compassion. Love. You think intercession is only to come to church and pray. Although all Christians are meant to have the art of intercession if they are going to be aligned. But only few Christians do have the art. The art of intercession makes waiting easy. Waiting. In the book of Luke chapter 2, he told us about the story of a prophetess, Anna, who waited on the Lord. I mean, years before Jesus was born, she was in the temple waiting, 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 praying. When will this Messiah be born? When will this Messiah be birthed? I tell you, a man without the art of intercession can never wait so long. The art determines the length of the waiting. Yes. The art. The art. There are some times that you just have to pause prayer and work under your heart of intercession. Because if you go and pray without the rightful heart, you are praying in vain. Okay, let me use this as an example. You are coming to church on Sunday morning, and then somebody needs your help on the road, but you don't want to be late, and the person was going to die. Is it wisdom for you to go to church? I'm not saying you should not go to church. I'm not saying that. It's just a scenario. It can be applied to so many circles of life. So many. So many. So many. So many of us have forgotten that God is in the business of men. I'm not saying it because they used to say it. Hear it, say it again and hear it. God is in the business of men. And I am one of his enterprises. So when other men are fading away, so when other men are not yet in the place they are supposed to be, should I be at peace? For the peace of the land, be your peace. Meaning, if the land is not peaceful, you will never know peace. Your peace is deducted out of the peace of the land. Your peace. Running is not peace. So running will never give you peace. God will disturb you. And if you are feeling peace when you run away, you have to check your life again. Do you truly have that heart? The heart. The heart. The heart. Some people will do some things to you. There are some things that will happen in this realm that God will never give you vengeance. Why?
Okay, if God should pass out his vengeance on somebody that he wants to win, that has done something that affected you as a child of God, how will God be able to win that soul? Okay, the fellow did something so terrible to you, and you go to your secret place. God, arise, fight for me. God will not listen. Why? It might be that that person is part of your assignment. And unfortunately for you, the person can flourish even when you pray for vengeance. And if the person flourish in sin, in the world, and gets what he wants to get, and still you are still praying for vengeance, who is at fault? Who is at fault? No, there are some Bible scriptures that really does not make sense, but we are used to them. Sit down again, listen. It says, look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. But yet, even despite everything they did to him, he said nothing. He said no word. Yes. I'm not here to tell you this morning that being a child of God, that you are not meant to take your position. No. I'm not saying that you are not supposed to take your position when the devil oppresses you. But I tell you, the only fight we are fighting is against the devil. Don't waste your time fighting against what God has planned. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But even when you don't even know God's plan, how are you going to know that it is his plan? If you claim that everything that happens in this realm, although it is physical, but everything that happens is spiritual, then shouldn't we interpret it to be that this person doing this thing to me is either there is something I have to do about it, or there is something I have to arise into. There is something. Something. Can we go to verse 10? It says, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, and cause you to return to this place. Can you now see that it was an assignment, not just a slavery? Even though the children of Israel spent so many years outside of their comfort zone, can we see that now God has plans towards all these things? Although when a man sins sometimes, it can cause you to meet yourself where you are not supposed to meet yourself. But at the same time, that place you met yourself, there is an assignment there. There is an assignment there. There is an assignment there. Don't be carried away. Can somebody pray a prayer of help within 2 minutes? Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. If possible, don't pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in understanding. Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. 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 So many times I have tried to use the wisdom of men to shape your wisdom. Help me, Lord. You bring things to me, but I design it in a way that will not hurt me. I designed it in a way that will not hurt me. Imagine Jesus Christ that was meant to die on the cross. And then he decided to commit suicide. Maybe it is death. But the purpose is not fulfilled. The purpose is not fulfilled.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hey.
Can we go to verse 11? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
So now, this place is trying to tell us that the end justifies the means, and the means justifies the end at the same time.
For I know, it is God that is speaking here, for he knows the thoughts he has towards us is of good and not of evil. Imagine this word going to those in Babylon. I mean, children of God that were promised Canaan land, promised land. Imagine this word coming to them after spending years in captivity. After spending years in captivity, and the Lord is telling them, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, say the Lord, is of good and not of evil.
It's of good and not of evil." So meaning,
if you know what God does not know, you cannot know peace. If you know more than God, you cannot know peace. Because what he knew is that his thought for you is of good and not of evil.
So when in his own process, in everything he's doing, he knows that
I actually have an expected end for you, my son. But you are feeling like, this is not
God. For I know the thoughts I have towards you. Can we go to verse 12? Then you will call upon me and go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So many of us have made it look like Christianity is not a place where prayer can be answered. But it is we who have broken the way things should be. Do you see the process? It is now in verse 12. God is saying that then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Meaning, if those things have not been done, God hearkening to a prayer of a man is conditional. If you are not in his plan, if you are not working in the plan he has already made, that's why we find out that our fathers, they pray for answers and they get answers. But we pray for so long. Why? We pray for so long. We speak in tongues.
Answer that. And then if you didn't know the answer, we will not try to squeeze it and be like, there is a procedure. There is a way it should be done. If the act is not postured in the way it should be,
when you call upon the name of the Lord, there might be some things that might hinder that entrance.
There might be some things that will hinder the entrance. Compassion. Love.
Okay, so now, the Ten Commandments were summarized into two. The first one is, love the Lord your God with all your power, with all your strength, with all your power, with all your strength.
You cannot express love to the God you did not see when you have not expressed love to those that you see. No. You are seeing men daily wasting. The adequate love of God is expressed when you show it to men first.
If it is me that you are seeing every day, you cannot claim that you love God and you don't love men.
So they walk hand in hand.
My second question is, the second commandment says, love your neighbor as yourself. Greatest GSFI.
Do you love yourself? You cannot love people if you don't love yourself. It starts from yourself.
And so that's why sometimes we claim that we love people, but then we do not. It started from we not loving ourselves adequately. Do you even know how to love yourself? So many things have been said. So many things have been inserted into this brain that has made you believe that you are not the perfect creature you should be. And so it is even an offense unto God.
Can you now see that the art of intercession even started from you to God and to men?
Yes. You are looking at yourself and you'll be like,
I wish I had been better. I wish I had a better.
Oh God.
There is not going to be a person that is going to be like you. You just have to build a better you.
Yes.
Pour love on yourself.
I'm not saying you should be selfish.
Pour love on yourself.
When I was growing up, I have a lot of people telling me that I'm ugly. Yes. Yes. I will stand in front of the mirror. In front of that glass. We don't have a mirror. I will stand like this. I'm trying to reset some things that God, you know, that I felt like God, you know, reset well.
I'll be like, okay, if I keep my TV by.
And so that kind of person, if I am going to love my neighbor, it is going to be on the basis of the physical appearance. It will be by mouth, because the way I love myself, it is what I see and not what is within me.
What a man is capable of is what he is. We can know a man through the examinations he can pass, not by what he's doing. You can know the class of a man.
Okay. There are some times that in primary school, in secondary school, they are going to do some things. They are going to call us. They are going to take us to our senior colleagues' class. They're going to be like, can you solve this equation on the board? We will go there. You are going to solve it.
And sometimes they will do it for us too.
They will bring junior colleagues to come to our class to solve some equations that we cannot solve. Originally, who should be in that class? We know the levels of men through what they can do.
Forget about the physical appearance. There are so many of you don't move close to people because of what you see. You don't pray for some people because of what you see. Perception.
While they need help, you are far away. While they need help, you have even concluded in your heart, I will never. Now show me the heart of intercession you have. What is now the definition of compassion? Jesus stood in front of the crowd and he felt compassion. Compassion. Hey.
While we were growing up, I can still admit there are still so many of us that we don't want to sit beside, when we were growing up, we don't want to sit beside those that have some issues or the other, physical challenges. But you are telling me that you are now a Christian and you have the art of intercession and you still...
Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, do you know the reason why I said that sometimes you have to leave prayer and work on your heart of intercession? Because prayer is for priests. Prayer. You want to move mountains. It's not for kids. It is only kids that see through the lens of the physical eyes. But priests, men, they see through the lens of the cross. They look at what went on the cross. They look at the pain that was on the cross. They look at what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Because of the cross. Not even because of me. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength. The labor of Jesus will not go in vain on this one.
That should be your cry. I was telling somebody some times ago, I said, leave what God, leave this. I want. Leave. The question sounds somehow, but I asked, I said, what can you offer God? Yes. The reason why an intercessor can easily access the throne of God to pray and receive answer is because he has offered something. He has something to offer God in him. He has something to offer God.
Can you pray that the Lord will work on your heart? That the Lord will work on your heart. That the Lord will work on your heart. Lord, work on my heart.
Now, my question for you is, can you wait? Can you wait? You know, I started with something. I said, there are some times that there are some inconducive things that will happen to you. But God is trying to as well change that situation, but as well to deal with you. It is in that waiting that your desires will die. It is in that waiting your perspective about things will change. When you are so pained that something happened to you, but God still called you. He said, pray. No, don't pray for vengeance. Just pray. Pray. Wait. I want to do something under your heart. That's why I allow these things to happen. Pray. So now he's not going to know whether if you are on the battlefield and a spear meets you here, whether you still be able to carry that hand. He's going to know whether if the spear meets you here, maybe you still have the ability to still pray. It's building a capacity. But then you are there sitting down saying, God, arise and fight. God does not want to fight. He wants you to wait. Wait. So many of you cannot still prosecute prayer. Not because you can't pray, but because you don't have the heart of intercession. Any small thing, if you know that I serve the living God, your fight is against principalities and power, not against flesh. So if flesh are coming to you and they are doing this to you, know that it is not the flesh that you are fighting against. It is against the principalities and power. And it is only warfare that can win that kind of fight. It is only a man of war that can win that kind of fight. A man of war. God is building you for war. God is building you for war. But can you wait? Can you wait? Can you wait? Can you wait? Verse 14, please. Before we round up. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, says the Lord. I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. The Lord did not promise that he's going to kill them. He did not promise that he's going to kill the Babylonians. If it is God, don't expect vengeance. Expect comfort. If it is God in the making, he's only going to comfort. He's a comforter. He promised, he said, I will turn away your captivity. I will come for truth for you. I will come for your head. But can you wait? Can you wait? Can you wait? Can you wait? Jephthahites. Hey. The battle is not for the strong. No. No. It is only the
So finally, the art of intercession helps you to wait, and waiting helps you to remain in alignment.
Yes. Yes.
It is only a man that has waited. It is only a man that has learned to wait. Through the heart. God will first deal with the heart, because he must have that heart. And after he has given you that heart, you will be able to wait. And after waiting, you will be able to be aligned. Can you pray? Lord, help me. Help my heart. Help me to wait. Help my heart and help me to wait. Help my heart, Lord. Help my heart, Lord. Hey.
Oh. Ora dias ki vele kevarwa. Lord, help me to wait. 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 This is my heart's cry, Lord. This is my heart's cry. This is my heart's cry. That you will help me. That you will walk on my heart. That you will walk on my heart. That you will walk on my heart. That you will walk on my heart.
Hey. Yes, umidi. Majem kuzono. Yes, umidi. Mimu. Majem ku. Jesus midi dimimu ma dem ku sono Jesus mi dimimu eh ma je ki yo mo elowo. So many of us don't want us to wait, but we are finding an escape route. Answer, you are running from here to there. God wants to deal with you. You are running. How are you going to grow? No. If I want to run, hold me. Hey, ma de ki kusono, ki mi molua. Hey, Jesus me. Ah, Jesus me. You cannot go to the battlefield like this, oh. You cannot go to the battlefield like this, oh. You have to work on your heart. FYB's in the house. Hey, you cannot go to Babylon like this, oh. You cannot go, no. You can't afford to go like this. God has to work on that heart. God has to work on that heart. The heart needs help. 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 Ah!
Eberwa! Echigidi Aruade! Ah! Jesus me! Jesus you! Jesus me! Jesus me! Jesus me! Jesus, Jesus me, ah,
Rogodo velete ke blete veletias, sagra de varatias, sambra de varati, Can I see people crying for God to work on their heart? That which you run away from, there's a need to take responsibility again. The Lord is calling you to come back again to that which you ran away from. Can we pray? Saye Maratias, Apapaya, Papaya, Esetadi Kimana Kaile, Eron Kemaile, Emama Mai, Simama Lepura Tela, Apapam Derete, intercessors arise, intercessors arise, giants arise, daughters arise, sons arise, arise again, and Rute Beruske Mai, Ida Gida Gidego Samai. Ruketem bretias komaila ashipamba apatam de te poskepe epepete prete prete askambrete skapepe etikiti sama la kaile ashipambe rua atikikiti sabilo sabilo ashipambrete skapendo belai
madam jesu midi mi teach me how to wait. Teach me how to love you day by day. Teach me how to wait. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to love you day by day. Teach me how to wait. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to love you day by day. Teach me how to hurry up your mouth. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to love you day by day.
The Lord has started his work on some people here. Your prayer is that you will not be left out of what the Lord is doing amidst us.
Day by day, teach me how to pray. Teach me how to wait. Teach me how to love you. Ooh, day by day. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to wait. Teach me how to love you. Day by day.
Sememboros kapepeletias. Adina mama mama kaba. Adis kepembre. Askai divaratina. Azulemo. Akiba baba. Abambele. Irotelia. Akikuva kiva kiva. Apikuve kima na taite. Ebina kiva kile boratina. Askande vidika baila. Apapiti vina zo. Esondive eme. Ememo sabina marate. Saila kabaragadai.
Oh, day by day. to pray. Teach me how to love. Ooh, day by day. Teach me how to. Glorious God. Oh, glorious God. Amen. Amen. Some of us don't know that some of the things we encounter that God pushed before us are for us to rise to responsibilities. A problem in which comes your way that you run away from today, you will come back to it tomorrow. A problem is not to be run away from. A problem is to be solved. And one of the reasons we do call purpose, what do we mean by purpose? Is when we are in a place to solve a problem, you are doing something that the Lord has placed in your hand to do. Jacob, the problem he ran away earlier from, he came back to solve it. He ran away from his brother, unsolved. With the problem unsolved, he had to come back years later to meet it. So what is that which you have been running away from? The Lord is drawing you again. It is a calling unto purpose. It is a calling unto responsibility. It is to be solved. This is how you are walking in alignment. Your path is open. Who is standing? Your path is open. Come and take that path. This is how we walk in alignment. Don't be carried away with what you are seeing with others. Don't be carried away with what you are seeing God doing in the life of others. But still in your lane, there's a problem God has given to you in which you have to solve. And when you are solving this, you are in a place of alignment. Stand up again. Can you look at that thing? Can you look at that thing? Some of us know. Some of us that have been running since, we know. That which you have been running away from. Can you cry for mercy again? In a short minute, as we round up. Jesus, this is me. This is me. I'm running nowhere. I'm going nowhere. Here I am. Kamama Suzai.